I've become quite fond of a television book character by the name of Father Brown. I wonder if you know this character from the BBC. He's a unassuming Roman Catholic priest, 1950s-esque, small British town, who loves the people of his parish and also has a healthy dose of suspicion when it comes to solving crimes. In this post-World War II world, he's not a detective by occupation, but he always seems to discover the suspect in a more timely manner than the police inspector does. He uncovers the clues, whether it's murder or abduction or art heist or whatever the caper is, while caring for the business of the church alongside. The confessional, it's never violated, although it never hurts, alongside figuring out the crime as well. The BBC television series is based loosely on a series of short stories by G.K. Chesterton, the author and lay theologian. Father Brown rides his bicycle from the site of one potential site of interest to another, while exposing clues all in time for worship to take place. If I could be so bold, I think that perhaps his primary spiritual gifts might be observation, deduction, and a really healthy dose of determination. More than once, he finds himself in an evangelistic conversation with the perpetrator of a crime as he hears this confession ahead of the detective, again, much to the chagrin of the police officer. There's an eclectic cadre of characters that surround him. There's a parish secretary, a countess, a housekeeper, a driver. They all add insight. It's the body of Christ, all gathered together and all necessary insight. So often, discovering our own spiritual gifts can feel just like that kind of detective work, the kind we do with observation, with deduction, and with determination. Throughout this series, we have celebrated the blessings of the Holy Spirit, the kind that fall on each and every person as being gifted with spiritual gifts. As we seek to uncover what those gifts are, knowing that you and I have God-given gifts for ushering in God's way. In our gospel lesson, we are challenged to remember that as we discover our spiritual gifts, we have that incredible opportunity to use them for the larger body of Christ. As we discover that we might have the gift of mercy, we're called to share love with the broken world we live in and not just keep it to pontificate on our couch and wonder what mercy might be for the world. The gift of prophecy for the body of Christ, even when it makes us uncomfortable what the ramifications might be. Teaching that's not just learning for ourselves, but educating others. The gift of wisdom that edifies the whole body and not just the elite few. The parable reminds us that every time we're tempted to bury our talents in the ground, we don't secure them. We hide them. We find ourselves living in fear, uncovering our gifts can not only be discovering what gifts that God has given us, but unwrapping the gifts we know ourselves to have and embracing our gifts without fear. When we use them in community, we actually invest them. And those who know so much more about this than I do know that it is a risk, but with a risk potentially returning reward. When we discover our God-given gifts, they are how God creates for us to complete the full body. Apostles, prophets, teachers, power, assistance, leadership, and speaking in tongues. God's way is more excellent. When we uncover those gifts and serve out of them, we live in joy. When we live as God has made us to be, we live fully in joy. It was earlier this month that our staff and our leadership took the spiritual gifts inventory with Janice Bowers. Janice has become certified as a Christ servant minister and administering this spiritual gifts inventory that'll be offered after worship this morning. I encourage you to consider staying for that inventory. For myself, I watched my own gift of apostleship and of prophecy grow over time. As you uncover your gift, God calls you to ask, how are you using your gifts for God's kingdom? Not just gifts that you can sit on the couch and wonder about, but for the full body. How are you using those gifts? As we come to communion this morning, we bring all of who we are. In this week, following the announcement from General Conference, I know there are those among us who bring satisfaction and gratification. I know there are those among us who bring disappointment and discouragement. We particularly need to acknowledge that there is pain that has been done among our LGBTQIA siblings this week and their loved ones. There are beloved children of God among us, and I will be available after service to discuss with anyone who wishes to talk more about General Conference. As we come to the table, friends, we come as the whole body of Christ, not one part, but the whole body. And so on the seats in the sanctuary, there are different parts of the body. There's the scapula and the aorta. There's the pinky and there's the belly button. Well, it might not be there because somebody told us it's already listed up here on the board. Each of us is created uniquely in the image of God. So during communion, I ask you to assist me in remembering the body of Christ. Please bring the part of the body that you are representing. Place it up on the board. Don't worry so much if it went in the right place. We didn't worry about it at 8:30. We said we were a little Picasso-esque in what the body looked like, a little bit more than the anatomy teachers among us might appreciate. After a week like this, we need to remember that the unity of the Holy Spirit is among us, but we also do so with grace for one another. After you receive communion, also receive a gift from the Holy Spirit as well. This sign act is a reminder to each of us that we are the beloved of God, each and every one of us. As you discover your spiritual gifts, I encourage you that you might, on the other side of this heart, write what it is you have gifts from God. One side says beloved, the other side write your gifts from God. Stay after worship today that you might identify what they are, and then don't bury them in the ground. Invest them, use them, let them grow within you. Father Brown reminds me that uncovering your gifts is a discovery process. Once we've found our gifts that we've been blessed with, offering them up for God's purposes ultimately brings us great joy. So may you take time to discover or confirm your spiritual gifts. May you know joy in uncovering those gifts. And may the full body of Christ be welcome to uncover their spiritual gifts and know God's joy. This, my friends, is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.